Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offer energy-saving tips during the hot summer months. Change your HVAC filter once a month for more efficient operation. For more tips, go to mte.com/myenergyplan. State Representative Mike Sparks is with us, and we're going to be chatting here in just a couple of moments with Michael Carnes as well, filmmaker. But Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good. I've got something. You always get some tips on things to kind of work on, right? So I've got one for you.
This is a surprise.
Yes, this is a total surprise. No. Kroger locations across the country are giving away ice cream for summer.
Okay.
But not in Tennessee.
Wonder why.
I can tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
You state lawmakers.
Oh, it's our fault.
It is. All right. Due to state laws around distribution and sales of dairy in the state, Kroger cannot give away milk-based products. The Tennessee Unfair Milk Sales Act prohibits processors, distributors, and retailers of milk products from engaging in certain defined unfair anti-competitive trade practices.
Okay. I mean, it's...
And June is Dairy Month, too, by the way.
Well, that's a Jeremy Faison question, because I know that Jeremy carried the bill with the milk label, you know, to try to help the dairy industry. I heard something this morning on another radio station out of Nashville, so I can't really speak to that. I don't really shop Kroger. I think they're a little expensive. I got a food line.
Well, if it was free, Walmart. Would you not be there to get some ice cream it was free?
But they're making it up on everything else. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to get that.
I know. But seriously, you need to interview Jeremy Faison. Jeremy, he's got a heart for the rural people, because that's where he's from, Cock County, and Newport's where he's at. And he's the one I talk about. When I first got legislature, I just thought everybody was like us. You know, just, you know. But Tennessee is three states in one. It's East Tennessee and West Tennessee, vastly different. And the first thing these guys were talking about, him and Frank Nicey, was talking about a cockfight, a raid that happened at a cockfight.
We've had those in Rutherford County before, too, though.
That's been years ago, though, hadn't it?
It's been a while ago. Okay. Truman Jones was sheriff, I remember that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But anyways, and he said there was a big raid. And the point he was making is the taxpayer spent, I think, $300,000 on this raid. And what was humorous is he was saying, he said, man, did you ever hear about what happened to Bubba or, you know, Butch or something? And Frank was like, no, what happened? He said, that guy was leaving the cockfight and seeing these black SUVs coming in Crown Vicks. And he was like, somebody important is coming to the cockfight. So he turned around and went back and got busted. He was part of the, got busted, but his wife was wanting to get home. But anyways, Tennessee is very diverse. But Jeremy would be the one to, in my opinion, to talk on that.
Well, I mean, maybe I think this should.
Could they sell it for a penny, or could they? I mean, is there anything that could differentiate that to where they're allowed to do it
in states that aren't California, Colorado, Idaho, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, North Dakota, Nevada, Tennessee, and Virginia? They can just give it away. Those are the other states that have something that keeps them from giving it away for free.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe is this a PR stunt from Kroger to get everybody to talk about this?
No, I think they're just trying to give away free ice cream, but you can in Tennessee, and so it just became a Tennessee story.
Maybe they can give away milk. Maybe they can give away
it's a dairy product.
Orange juice. You can't give away.
But it's summer.
Coffee.
Summer, you know, and ice cream go together.
Popsicles will work.
You can't change the Unfair Milk Sales Act prohibition.
If y'all want us to run that next year, I'm sure.
Well, you know, it's a little tongue in cheek, but
it's like Monty was just talking to me here about. Yeah. Cigarette smoke and all that, you know. So Monty promised he's going to do some research, national research on this. And I said, man, if you do the research, I'll carry the bill. I said, but I can't. It's going to be hard to you know, it's difficult to get things passed sometimes. Because if you got other states that haven't done this, a lot of folks get nervous about Tennessee being the first case for things. But sometimes, you know, things do need tweaking, whether it's that gun safe bill that I've got or my legal street racing task force that's starting. I mean, we do have to be sometimes. Sometimes it's good to be to the first. But
well, who knew that we even had an unfair milk sales act? But I didn't know that you could still smoke indoors in public places.
I didn't either, because I don't. So. I mean, nothing against Monty. I don't go to bars. I don't play darts. But and it's a big thing for him. So he's going to help me do the research.
Well, enough about that. I didn't want to.
Know what you were going to hit me with. I was like, uh-oh, this is something
you
bad.
Thought it would be bad.
I didn't know what you were going to talk about, because you never know what somebody's going to bring
up.
It's
kind of an interesting, funny kind of thing, but, you know, sometimes there are weird laws on the books. I mean,
there are,
you know,
still on the books.
That are still on the books, and there's just no way to know about all of them. But anyway, we've got a few minutes here. You've got a special guest. What are we going to talk about?
Michael Carnes. Michael's the one that helped me, and Jeff Green. Michael's a filmmaker here in Tennessee and Nashville, and he's the one that did the little documentary for me about John DeBerry, you know. And a story is a powerful tool for change. And if folks don't think that's powerful, many people have said that effort, those four little mini documentaries about John DeBerry's life. Remember, John marched with Dr. King as a young man. He was at the mountaintop speech. And later the governor hired him. So so John is the special advisor to the governor, and he just spoke at World Outreach Church. And I kind of watched the audience at the conference about 5 weeks ago. And John probably got the largest standing ovation of all the speakers. And they had national speakers there. But welcome to the show, Michael Carnes. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. All I know is I think I need to do a documentary on the prohibition of ice cream in Tennessee.
Take it. I don't know, man.
See, yeah. I mean, that's a hot topic issue.
I guess it is for today.
If you can get that and the standard time done and all that, you know,
that's what Monty's on out too. Monty's always complaining about that one, you know.
So, what exactly does this act here kind of go into? I guess.
Oh, you're talking about the street racing?
No. I guess what we were talking with him about.
With Michael. Well, Michael, you were talking about an upcoming conference that you're speaking up, and we were just cutting up about it. You're going to be a speaker at a Women in Films conference, and I thought, well, why are they having you as a man at a women's film conference? But take it from there, Michael.
All right, on June 26th, they're doing a Women in Films here in Nashville. Nashville, just as a FYI, is becoming a center point for film and television, for the faith and family industry specifically. And it's growing leaps and bounds. We've got some great filmmakers here. I know that I've been in the Capitol many times, you know, talking to people about the film incentives. But the story is important, and media is important. And I was just with John yesterday at lunch, and we were talking about how the left has taken over the media, and people are, I mean, I say this, it's not news anymore, it's opinion.
Yes.
So you got one definitely set of opinions, and you got another set of opinions. But if we could just get truth in our news stories, and this is what's going on, and let people decide for themselves, and that's the whole thing about good media is, you know, yeah, I want to tell a story. The Irwins just did The Unsung Hero, which is a fabulous movie. Ming Wang, right here in town, the laser surgery, just did his movie Sight, which is a fabulous movie about his story from communist China over here to the States. And now he's one of the most renowned, world-renowned eye surgeons in the world.
Yes.
Those are stories that need to be told. And then we can take out of that something that means something to us, that encourages us. That's what the film industry and the television industry and the news industry should be about. You know, I want to hear good news stories. They go, man, I want to be like that guy because he did this, this, this.
Let me ask you this, Michael, because being in this industry, I've been in this industry for 30 years, and there have obviously been lots of changes. But it seems that people are now gravitating more toward, since there are so many options, leaning more toward what they agree with, if that makes sense. I mean, so as our country is polarized, really so is our source of news.
I don't disagree with you. I see it all the time, and I hear people. And the thing that, you know, either side needs to do is be true to their story and then let the people decide. And, you know, I'm not going to do something that is like the documentary for John DeBerry. I believe in John. I believe in his message. I believe in the fact that we need to stand up and speak up for our rights and all that. But I'm not going to do something that but I don't believe for my kids or anything else. So you're right. It is divisive in the sense that I'm going to go to this channel instead of this channel. Mm-hmm. but we still got to present it. We still got to make it available.
Sure. But I don't know if we'll ever see the day of there being this one news source that both the left and the right trust that is giving them the news. I don't know that we could ever get back to that threshold again, just because of where we have kind of parted the sea left and right.
I think Michael would probably agree. When you hear John DeBerry speak, and he was probably the most effective, he was the most effective Democrat in Nashville, no doubt. And then they removed him from the ballot. I didn't even know that was legal. I think it's nefarious. I think it's evil when you want to censor someone's right, really the right to vote for John. He's represented that district of Memphis for 26 years. And if John said, let's get this done, it would pull a lot of weight in the General Assembly. And they took him off the ballot. And the guy they've got in there now, he's a good – Tory Harris. Tory's a great guy. Tory is not going to pull the weight that John did. But when you hear John's story, when you hear him as a young boy sitting at the mountaintop speech, I mean, literally in front of Dr. King, and you hear him tell that story where, if you watch the video, you could tell Dr. King was really oppressed with what was on his mind and his heart. He probably knew he wasn't going to get out of Memphis alive. I mean, John says that, and that's not me, but John was a witness to that. So when you have eyewitnesses like John DeBerry talking about seeing the German Shepherds, talking about seeing the fire hoses, and talking about seeing the oppression that happened to the Memphis, trash workers and stuff down there, somebody needed to bring attention to that. And that's where the power of film, because those images are still powerful to this day. But I agree with what Mike's saying. We're not going to ever find, there is confirmational bias, no doubt, but there is power in a story, no doubt.
We've got Michael Carnes joining us by phone. This is kind of a shift a little bit, but I've been reading that Nashville is becoming, and you kind of alluded to it a minute ago, this area is becoming kind of a hotbed for filmmaking for, syndicated national radio broadcasts, things of that nature. And kind of one article called Nashville, the New Hollywood. I mean, do you see that? Are we kind of a hotbed like that?
We are a hotbed, and I will speak to that. I wouldn't go as far as to say we're the New Hollywood, because there's a lot of Hollywood that we don't want here. We're still a red state, and we're not going to sit there and pat the back of producers, slaughtering babies and killing and prostitution and some of the stuff that's coming out of Hollywood that, we wouldn't watch, much less let our kids watch. But there is a very big movement of the creative. And one of the things I'm going to do, just so you know, this is a shameless plug, on August 2nd and 3rd, we're doing a Christian Charity Film Festival at Brentwood Baptist, and we're teaching and mentoring young filmmakers on the excellence of filmmaking. And you know where I got all my people from Hollywood? They're here. Some buddies that I have that have all done Lost in Space and God's Not Dead and Dirty Harry and Space Cowboys. These are all people that are here that are going to be speaking at this thing. And there's just so many that want to do good stories. So yeah, I agree with you that there's a lot coming here. Hopefully one of these days, I built studios in Hollywood and ran studios. I'd love to build one here. Haven't come together yet, but we need, I call it the factory. We need the factory to allow these guys to come in and not just shoot on location. They could shoot in a studio, do the music on the studio, do the Foley, do the ADR, all of it, so that they can produce not just the brain trust that's here, but actually get the crew working.
So part of this article, and the reason I said New Hollywood, is there are a lot of people from that industry moving here. And one of the points that it made is it's much more affordable to produce things in Tennessee than it is in a state like California, just due to the heavy taxation.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Taxation. And I'm a big proponent of paying crews what they're worth, and things like that. But sometimes in some places they're inflated. It's like, okay, wait a minute. You just asked me for $1,200 a day to serve you this coffee. I don't think that is going to happen. Not here.
Yes.
We're gracious and we pay appropriately, and the economy is going to be built. That's what a lot of people don't understand. This I've said in the Capitol several times.
Yes.
A couple years ago, we did $250 million in Tennessee in film and television. Georgia, the same year, did over $2.5 billion.
Wow.
Well, Michael, there's a divide there.
Well, Mike, I think I shared with you where, you know, I approached Governor Haslam. I didn't like the show Nashville. I didn't like the $6 million incentive program. And I remember I met with Bob Raines, the film commissioner, about it. And he was like, look, it's giving Nashville all this media attention nationally. It's helping with tourism. I said, look, he said, it'll go to Georgia. It'll go to Louisiana, the film incentives. I said, man, let it go. Let it go. We're Nashville. We're still getting the free PR. Let's help independents spread that money around if there's some incentives. The governor, Bill Lee, I mean, they were already dedicated to it. He wasn't that keen on film incentives, but we've got to show that data. We need to work on that maybe next year and really look at something like MTSU with some of their media department over there and see if there's anything on site that, you know, that we could help with. It's an interesting conversation for next session.
Well, I will say this. We've got some great universities with great film. Belmont, Lipscomb, MTSU, even Columbia State. There's some further west that are great. So we've got a lot of universities doing this. And we just need to mentor them to do it excellent and tell real stories and do it well.
Well, Michael, it's been fun catching up with you, and do really appreciate you joining us here today to talk over some important things here, obviously, and good luck in everything that's going on and your women's conference that you're speaking to.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I appreciate that. And the Christian Charity Film Festival, August 2nd and 3rd in Brentwood.
Good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
That's Michael Carnes. And Mike, appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Be sure to get on that, milk thing,
ice
okay?
Cream.
Yeah, ice cream. All milk, okay.
Thanks.
That's State Representative Mike Sparks, who was here with us as well. And that is going to do it for our program today. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can check WGNSradio.com/listen to see where you can hear your favorite shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. Have a great day.